Hello, my audioboo friends. Well, I finally bought the laptop I came to get. It's a T500 Lenovo. It's actually a 2.8 gigahertz. It's a dual core with 4 gigs of memory and expandable, I think, to 8 gigs, which I may do in the future. It does not have an operating system, but that's okay. I will buy one online. I saw that there's a place that sells authentic Microsoft Windows 7 Home Edition for something like $65 or something. So that's what I'm going to go and get at some point, or order in the next couple of weeks maybe. In the meantime, I just might throw in Linux Mint. Just to have an operating system and to make sure that the machine's okay. And then we'll see after that. I think I tried to get the nicest looking cosmetic one. There is some blemishes on the front, but it's not so bad. The case is not cracked. The corners are not cracked. They're worn, but they're not cracked. And overall, it seems to be in pretty good shape. And I paid a total of $200 with tax included. And that gives me, I think he told me it's got a 60-day warranty. But again, for $200, what does one expect? Besides, it's a Lenovo and it's bulletproof. Really, I've never had any problems with these machines. I had, as I mentioned, I had a T23, a T61, And now the T500. So I'm looking forward to setting it up and having all my software. It's got a 160 gig drive, which is more than I've had in any other portable computer. So that's going to be interesting. Be able to not worry too much about the software I'm installing. And how much of it, because oftentimes I also use my laptop to do things like testing web server software and setting up, say, a temporary web server to do some tests on Apache or PHP, MySQL, that kind of stuff. So it's an absolutely gorgeous day today. There is a storm front of some sort coming through. I can see it off in the distance. It is starting to get cloudier, but the temperature is now hovering around 0 degrees. It's really, really nice. I'm going to stop off and do some Christmas shopping for a couple of people, and I've got to do some household chores when I get home. Vacuuming and wow, it's really bumpy here. Vacuuming, the laundry, that kind of thing. And I also have to eat something because it's almost 2 o'clock and I'm starting to get really hungry. So, and if everything goes well, I'm not promising anything now, but if everything goes well, I may even record a treble steff, which I haven't done one in a long, long time. And I'm very much overdue. Sorry about that. Caught me in mid-yawn. All right. So that's it for now. Thanks for listening. And perhaps what I'll do is I will keep this audio boo open and report back when I've installed an operating system on that machine and see how it does. So stay tuned. Okay, so hello, I'm back. Although it seems like a few seconds to you, it's something like a good 36 hours later. I'm in the car, I'm going to work, and I thought I'd finish up this audio boo by saying that unfortunately I did not get a chance to record a treble stuff like I wanted to. And that's because there was a bit of a mishap, or did I already mention this? I might have already mentioned this. Sorry if I did, but our bathroom, our downstairs bathroom, had a little mishap. The wax seal on the bottom of the toilet broke. And so what happened was basically there was some water that had sprayed out from between the toilet bowl and the floor. Thankfully, it was just water and nothing else. But that means I had to remove the bowl. I had to buy a new wax seal, remove the bowl, clean everything up, put the wax seal back, put the toilet bowl back on, which unfortunately in doing so I wrenched my back. Not always easy. It's a very small bathroom and it's very hard to maneuver in that bathroom, especially in that corner where the toilet bowl is. So needless to say, that kind of put a damper on my weekend. I had a few things planned which didn't quite turn out properly. Oh well. But that's all right. I did get other things done, and I even got some Christmas shopping done. As I mentioned earlier, on my way home from the computer place, I did buy a few Christmas presents. Now, I did get to work on the Lenovo, and I want to thank Simon, SM2N, because he did point out that that unit's 6 years old. I thought it was newer than that, to be honest. I thought T500s were a little bit more recent than that, but it doesn't really matter. I should have done perhaps a little bit more research, but at that price range, which is what I was looking at, you know, and around the $150 to $200 mark, I wasn't really going to get anything much more recent than that, unless I went into another brand, maybe an HP or a Compaq, and I really did want a Lenovo because I've had some good experiences with Lenovo before. So what I did is I installed Windows 7 Home Edition. I did have a copy of it that I used just for testing purposes. It can't be activated, but so I threw it in just to make sure everything was running. Ran through all the drivers and everything, and so far everything's working fine except for the on-screen display of the volume controls. I know that sounds like a small thing, but you figure you'll have a laptop, you want everything to be functioning on it. So that's the next step that I'm going to have to look at. I've read online where it has to do with drivers and the most up-to-date version of both the .NET framework and the Microsoft Visual C redistributable runtime package. And for those of you who right now, whose head has exploded, don't worry about it. It's just a fancy way of saying that the laptop needs some support software and I just have to update it for some of the other stuff to work on there. And I will hopefully do so again and probably maybe tonight, maybe next, maybe over the next few days. No rush on this. At the same time I'm doing this, I'm cleaning up my Mac. I'm continuing that endeavor to eventually back it all up and then reinstall OS X complete. And then reinstall Mavericks, because I did find it. I was able to download it, so I'm ready to do that move sometime, probably latter part of December at this point. We shall see. Well, that's it for me for now. Thank you for listening, and I will audio boo again soon. Bye, all.